Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning and happy Oscar Sunday to everybody. I'm so excited. I love watching the Oscars. I love watching the red carpet. I love everything we do. So this is what we do. Tonight's menu will be deviled eggs and another appetizer of some sort. And we're making a, because it's sort of the last of the cold snap here in Las Vegas. So I'm making my famous, it's actually not mine, but I'm touting it as mine, my famous chicken green bean stuffing casserole, which is where you take the Mrs. Cubitson's stuffing and you mix it with chicken and green beans and condensed cream of chicken soup and a couple other things you throw in there. And you bake it, and it makes the most amazing casserole. And what's nice about it is when you're watching the Oscars, you can only get up during the commercials to go get yourself something to eat, but you got to eat in front of the TV and you got to watch the Oscars and you got to look at everybody's dresses. It's just so much fun. But anyway, I have a couple of featured callers today. My first featured caller is going to be this lovely lady named Gwendolyn. So I'm going to get her here on the air. Hi, Gwendolyn. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay, cool. Now, here's what happens when you're a featured caller. When I choose you to be a featured caller, you actually get a little bit more time with me on the air than just a quick question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spread out my whole deck of cards, and I'm going to draw five cards. So if you were just calling in to ask a question, I would draw just these five cards. But because I selected you as my featured caller, I'm drawing the five cards, and then I'm actually shuffling the whole rest of the deck because I'm touching all the cards. So I want you to concentrate on the whole reason you were motivated to call me in the first place. Okay? So I want you to concentrate on that right now.
Okay.
And then I'm gathering up the cards for you. And then I'm going to cut them here in just a second. So basically what you're getting is a full spread of cards like I would do for a regular full reading, but I'm going to do it in 10 minutes or less. Okay? Okay. I'm cutting the cards for you. Okay. All right, right away, I'm seeing that there is a deep letting go of a situation that's causing you pain and stress. You have, it appears to me as though there's a relationship that actually needs to fall into the background. And the funny thing is that you need to look at it as though, and I say this to people from time to time, you need to look at it as though you've kind of dodged a bullet. All right, so you have this deep letting go of something you've put a lot of work into. There's a lot of jealousy and stress connected with this relationship. Did you just break up with someone?
September of last year.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that you really need to put that relationship to rest. You need to in your head as much as you can. Now, it's easy for me to say this. Okay, I'm telling you, put this in the past. You're like, I can't stop thinking about him. What I'm getting in your cards, though, is as soon as you really put this in the past, there's another relationship right here for you. And this new relationship actually leads to marriage. It leads to everything that you want to have, but it's not the one from the past. It's not.
Okay.
And so as soon as you actually finally say, you know what, the universe has something way better for me. The universe has somebody way better for me. Because what it's saying here, and your first five cards kind of tell it all. First, I want to tell you, Gwendolyn, you are the perfect person just the way you are. Okay? You don't have to change anything. He was the one that was the asshole.
Okay?
So let's just start with that. And the fact that you would fall all over yourself to put in 100% into this relationship when he was only putting in about 20% says to me that you just really wanted somebody in your life to love, right?
Well, I don't know. I just really wanted him, I guess. I just really fell in love with him, so.
Well, here's the thing is this says he's a real dick. I'm sorry, that he didn't treat you very well and that you, it's like the worse he treated you, the more you wanted him to pay attention to you. And the funny thing is that I just see that he was never totally loyal to you, that he was always looking for kind of the next conquest. So the fact that you guys broke up, and it doesn't matter to me who initiated the breakup, to me you dodged a bullet. Because even if you guys had gotten married, you would have never felt secure or totally loved or as though this person was really on your team. You know
okay.
what I mean?
So, yeah, so I know what I just, you mean.
Okay, so what I want you to realize is that I really think that the universe guided you away from this man because there's this new man coming in. So let me tell you this. Have one more day of a pity party about this guy, all right? I'm going to give you an exercise, all right? I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write your ex from September of last year a goodbye letter. You're not going to mail it. But in that letter, I want you to write down every shitty, crappy thing he did to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting your birthday, forgetting to call you, all these things that he did that just show me that he didn't really pay attention to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all the things that he did that hurt you go in this letter, okay? The last paragraph of the letter, I want you to write, I know that the universe has a better relationship for me, so I release this past relationship for the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, and I want you to go outside and burn it, okay?
Okay.
Because you have a card here that talks about a happy marriage with a new man coming into your life that really adores you for who you are. The funny thing is the secret, the key to you having that, is you finally need to just realize once and for all that jerk that you were involved with till September of last year is not supposed to be a part of your future. As soon as you really recognize that, then this new man comes into your life very quickly. And I would say this new man comes into your life within the next 6 months. And there's talk of marriage within 6 months after that.
He's,
here's the thing. Go ahead.
There's actually a guy that has been interested in me, and we're just friends, but I haven't kind of given him a chance yet because, you know,
Yeah. Okay, now, do you know if your new friend happens to be an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
He is actually a Pisces.
Okay. Do you know what's interesting about Pisces men? I want to tell you this. This is something really big for you, and you need to know this, okay?
Okay.
Pisces men and Virgo men are the least likely men to marry, all right? But I'm telling you that because the fact that he's so interested in you says to me that he is already halfway there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, here's what you do. Be his friend. Go do things. Go see new movies. Go watch the Oscars tonight. Just say, hey, you know, I really want to watch the Oscars tonight, but I want to watch by myself. You want to go watch the Oscars? And then go to a bar and watch the Oscars. Because there's several, you know, that you can go to that play them. But the reason I'm bringing all this up to you is I want you to know what it's like to be a really good friend with a man before you sleep with him. Because things got rushed with that last relationship. You fell into bed with him really fast. And and I don't want that to happen with this one. So no matter what happens, you'll have made a really great friend. But I actually think that this one, your friend, has really good potential.
Okay.
And all you need to do is tell him, and he probably already knows that this last breakup with you was just really rough. He already knows.
Yeah.
But as much as possible, don't bring it up.
Okay.
Okay? Because right now you're putting that in the past. And Gwendolyn, you deserve to be madly in love. And you have two cards here that tell me there's marriage coming to you within 2 years. You have a card here that is actually called, in the way I look at this card, it's the happy marriage card with a man that you connect with spiritually and intellectually first before you connect, you know, physically. Right?
Okay.
And in your karmic destiny cards, you have the lover's card in the perfect position connected with a card called the World in traditional tarot. It is the most successful card you can get in the entire deck. So I know, I know that as soon as you really let this last dude go, as soon as he's dead to you, seriously, I need you to phrase it that way. He is dead to you. He doesn't exist to you. Take his phone number out of your phone. Okay? He's dead to you. You don't have to say a word. Your energy of totally cutting them off is all you need to do, all right? Let the new love come into your life because according to this, it's coming into your life quickly.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thank you for being my
future
caller.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank
see you later.
So much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now, here's the other thing I want to tell you is that whenever you reach out to me and you say, you know, hey, I just have a question, and I really need to get on the air. I mean, if you do this, I will do my best to get you on the air. Because when I come online, there's usually, you know, 40 or 50 callers on hold. So if you email me a couple of days before the program and say, Mona, I really need to ask a question, I'll do my best to get you on the air. So just remember that. Just go to my website, psychicview.co, or mysticmona.com, either one. Just go to my website, email me through the website, and say, Mona, I really need to ask a question, and I will do my best to get you on the air. So case in point, I have the lovely Jessica who requested to ask a specific question. Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being my second caller today. And, you know, it's so simple to do. You just call me or email me and say, Mona, I've got a question. All right, my friend, so what's your question for me today?
It felt like everything you told the other girl was exactly my situation, so I don't know. I think my question is the same thing.
Well, here's the thing. Wait, hold on a second before you ask that.
Okay.
The advice of writing a letter, a goodbye letter, is good for any situation you want to let go of. All right?
Okay.
See, here's the trap that, and women do this more than guys do, by the way. And I'm stereotyping here, but I believe this to be true. Women beat themselves up about what they think they could have done better in a relationship to make somebody love them. Okay? Guys don't do that so much. There are some guys that do that, but guys don't do that so much. There, of course, I'm thinking of one of my clients that there's a gal that he is just wild about. She keeps cheating on him. She keeps cheating on him, but he's still wild about her. Okay? And the thing is that there's a part of him that thinks he deserves a relationship that's only halfway, which is why he's in love with that pain.
Yeah.
So, now ask me your question.
I recently moved out of my boyfriend's house.
I'm so proud of you, by the way.
And I feel like I have like a lot of regret. Like, if that was the right decision.
I think it was the perfect decision, and I'll tell you why. I'm looking at your cards right now, and it's saying that you actually felt more lonely when you were with him than you were when you were outside of being in his presence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you, in a way, were kind of in love with the fantasy of having someone in your life, but he was really not the right guy, okay? So what your cards are saying here is that your moving out was a divine moment of clarity. So when you made the decision to actually go, that was the divine moment of clarity. That was you coming to your senses and going, holy crap, what the hell am I doing? So what you did was, I mean, seriously, because as you think about it now, you're like, well, yeah, I did kind of think that. So it was a divine moment of clarity. And I want you to, instead of beating yourself up over it, I want you to sort of celebrate it. Because what I'm seeing in your cards is that there's the vibration that you need to have moving forward is that you cannot take on the burdens of other people's crap, and especially guys that you're considering to be romantically involved with. Matter of fact, this boyfriend looks like he was sort of skimming the law in some way, that he might have been doing things that were leaning toward unethical. And the thing is that I just see that you would have found yourself in so much pain had you stayed in the relationship. So I'd rather have you have the pain of pulling out the thorn that's that's in your side and seeing the wound and watching it heal, than to still be dealing with the thorn in your side. Because you have, here's the other thing I want to tell you about you. You have a card here that talks about divine harmony. You have this card of divine harmony. And what that means is that no matter what the situation is, you want to bring harmony and peace to it. You want to be the person that gets along with everybody. Okay? You come into this lifetime with this sort of divine harmony vibration. So what the good news about this is that you really do create genuine, loving, wonderful friends. There are people that come to you that the relationships will be lifetime long with you. All right? That's the good news. The bad news is that you tend to attract people that are users because of this natural kindness that you have. All right? You also have a card here that talks about somebody that is incredibly spiritual. It's a card, and I want to talk about this card real quick with you. It's a card in traditional tarot called the Hierophant or the Pope, all right? In my deck, it's a card of pure potential. And in the traditional meaning of the card, it talks about someone that studies religion to the point of knowing almost every written word about religion out there, that they study, and then they understand intellectually enlightenment, right? But the way you have this card, it talks about, well, you study to affirm your spiritual connection, but that you don't need the study to have the spiritual connection. And that what your cards are talking about here is that by you following a heart, you following your heart that is actually filled with spiritual goals in this lifetime, by you following your spiritual purpose, it leads you to your great love, not only spiritually, but here physically with a man. So my recommendation for you would be to connect into your spiritual roots, whatever that was. So if you grew up Catholic, I want you to start going to church every Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
And the reason, and the first thing I want you to do, did you grow up Catholic?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, what I want you to do starting as soon as possible, and today, if you have time, is I want you to go to a Catholic church. Excuse me. I want you to light a candle for yourself.
Okay.
And I want you to say a prayer. Lord, I'm open to your blessings.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing here for you is that you're about to take your life from an ordinary pining about this guy that really wasn't worth it to,
yes,
oh my God, I'm about to live my potential.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you, darling, for being my second call today. Thanks. See you later. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Vince.
Hey, Vince. What's new?
Oh, not much. I do have an update, but before I tell you what's going on and asking my question, I just want to say that my wife saw your picture, and she had said you have the eyes of an angel. And you take,
wow,
you got to take her word because she's very angelic herself.
Wow, what a lovely
so,
thing to say. You tell her thank you and give her a big kiss for me.
I definitely will. But I want to tell you, a couple weeks ago I got called by a company that I had applied for a job for. They hired me. I went for my drug test, and they just finished. It took 2 weeks, but they just finished my background check. And I did lie, just minor lies on a couple of things. Just two things, and they questioned me on, and I told them, oh, you know, I just made a mistake on the date, that's all. And so she told me on Friday that she's going to submit everything now to HR, and then it's up to them. They just have to get the word from HR to go ahead and hire me and bring me in, so I'm just wondering if you see that
happening.
Yay!
This says yes. Be open to receive. Okay, here's the thing. You heard the last caller where I told her to go light a candle for herself?
Right.
I want you to go do that for yourself today.
Okay.
Okay. Seriously, you and your wife go down to go to a church. Catholic church is the only one that I know of that allow you to light a candle.
Yeah. The only thing is, I grew up Catholic and I don't believe anything of them. I haven't been to church since I was able to make up my own mind. So.
Okay. That part. Here's the thing. No one religion is going to be a template for every individual, all right?
Right.
I believe that our connection to divine is individual, like spokes on a wheel. I heard that on Michael Savage's radio program. But it talks about how, you know, that the center of the wheel is God or the divine, and that there are many spokes that lead to God, okay? But I still like this ritual. I like that there's so much about the Catholic faith I like.
You're right.
And there's something about the rituals of the Catholic faith I like. Okay? And I really want you, it doesn't matter to me that you go to church every week. But I want you, especially because your basis was in Catholicism, I want you to go to a Catholic church today and light a candle for yourself and say, Lord, I'm open to your blessings. Because here's the thing. As we are so limited in our thinking and our spiritual connection to things. We only can get a small sliver of that light. All right? So
right.
You going and making the symbol of lighting a candle for yourself and saying, Lord, I'm open to your blessings, doesn't matter to me where you do that. But I'd like you to do it today in a Catholic church. Just today.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Here's the thing, making peace with it, part of that is your foundation of who you are.
Okay.
Okay?
So, yeah, and you see this job working out well for me?
This is finally saying that you finally get the new beginning. You finally get to have money coming into your life.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So
and
go do that, and then email me and let me know that you have a start date.
Okay, and I wanted to find out, my wife wants to ask you a question, too.
Okay, now I can't do that because I got a lot of calls on hold. But
okay.
if you call back, I'll do my best to get you before the end of the program.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Vince.
Great, thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code again. Hello, 310.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Bella.
Hi, Bella. What's your question?
Hi, I have a relationship question.
Okay.
I am just wondering, I've been seeing someone, but I'm just wondering what you see happening relationship-wise.
This says that he's very business-minded. That you,
he is.
And you have to be authentic about this. You can't fake this because he'll see through it. You have to be authentically interested in his success as a businessman, all right?
Oh, absolutely, and he knows I am.
Okay, then I absolutely see no problem with this relationship. You have to give it time. What it's saying is that he won't bring up any idea about marriage or where the relationship's going for at least 6 more months.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. I do,
okay.
And I guess the reason I was calling in was because, 2 weeks ago, something had happened where some people put some false information in, so we haven't even spoken since then. So I guess that's why I was curious if you saw it moving forward.
Well, false information about you or him?
About me, yeah.
Okay, so you haven't talked to him in a couple weeks?
No, a week and a half.
Okay. Do you have a cell phone, right?
Yeah, we used to talk all the time. I had reached out to him a few times, but at this point I'm just waiting for him because I'm not
okay.
going to continue. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, who would be nasty enough to actually bear false witness to you?
My ex-assistant.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And legally, I'm actually getting that taken care of this week. This week, my lawyer's, making him actually call this guy and tell him, that he lied.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wait,
so
I'd
I'm
wait
sure
for
he's
that.
Gonna be in for a shell shock when he, finds out that he was duped by that person.
Wow. You know, I want to tell you that I really sort of, in a way, feel sorry for your assistant because this is going to make it very difficult for him to get another decent job.
100%. Yep.
Because here's the thing. The thing about being somebody's assistant is that you have to have the ability to be 100% confidential, including confidential about your opinion.
Right, and he broke our non-confidentiality agreement, too.
I feel really sorry for him because he's going to have to do quite a bit of retribution in order to do anything decent with his career. Matter of fact,
right.
I almost predict he might call my program and say, okay, I really screwed up. I'm serious.
Yeah.
So
I know you are. Yeah, he did really screw up. Yes.
Okay, so
because
so
the
Bella,
guy who I'm seeing, we were doing business together too. So not only did it damage our business relationship, it damaged our personal relationship.
Okay, well the fact that this is going to be really good. Sorry, I wish
what
I was kind of a fly on the wall with this because I can see him now going, crap, I really screwed up. Crap, now I have to call this guy and say, look, I told you something that wasn't true. I mean, I don't know how he's going to be able to actually phrase it to even save face because it
right.
was so nasty about you.
It was.
It was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Here's the thing. Let it unfold and then give him at least a week afterward to reach out to you. So is that happening this week?
It's happening midweek. So, but you do see communication between us again.
Oh, I totally see communication. And I think you've done a very wise thing about stepping back because the thing is that this time you need to show him proof that you didn't do this, all right?
Oh, yeah, and that's all coming in this week, right.
Right. Okay. This, but I'm telling you this for a reason. Just say, you know, I'm really glad in a way this happened so early in our relationship, because I want you to know that I will never lie to you. I will never lie to you. And it's very important for me to have an incredible intellectual relationship with someone first, and honor their business side first, because my best friends come from business relationships, not the other way around.
Exactly.
And see, you're handling this perfectly. As a matter of fact, it's time to kind of call in your favors with everybody that owes you while you're waiting.
I have called in quite a few favors. Not only is he going to be getting this call from this person, there's a lot of, like, there's like four other things that will be happening within the next week that is just like an insane amount of proof that it's going to be jaw-dropping.
Okay, now, here's the thing. I'm a little concerned about overkill, all right, but here's the thing. I want you first and foremost to address the business relationship, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's so, all the proof. It has nothing to do personally. It's
perfect,
all business stuff.
Right.
Everything I said I was going to do is going to come into fruition. So essentially that is like the proof that, you know, anyone
okay.
would need. At that point, if they're not happy, then it's...
Right, and then you need to let it go, but I don't think you're going to have to let it go.
Okay.
But you got to give it time. It's saying that you two will be back on track by April. So let it happen. Just let it happen. The fact that you're taking care of the business part of it, you know, people are judged more about how they handle mistakes or conflicts than how they handle business as usual.
I agree.
If a company corrects an error, then... And they do it in a, oh, my God, I don't want to lose your business kind of way, and they really step up, then you're more loyal to the business as a result of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that you're handling it perfectly, my friend.
Good.
And I can't wait
okay.
to hear what happens. So email me when he reaches out to you and says, okay, well, I guess I was kind of a jerk.
I will.
Okay?
I'll email you
right.
an update, and
right,
I'll let you
friend.
Know what my assistant does.
Woo! I can't wait. Now, he's not still your assistant.
No, he is done.
Oh.
I cannot trust him.
Okay, but you said he was your ex-assistant. When did you let him go?
Just like within the past week.
Oh, sort of as a result of this.
He was let go because of this, yes.
Got it, okay.
Because he went against her non-disclosure agreement.
Okay, I feel really sorry for him because he's gonna have some issues getting another job.
Yeah, the personal assistant world is really small, especially if they're like high-end personal assistants. It's a very,
yep.
very small world.
Yep.
More or less.
So he won't be going in that direction moving forward. All right, my
yeah.
friend, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, you guys, I'm going to go to area code. Hold on. 313. Oh, let me get you on there. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's your question for me?
Well, I've got a quick question in regards to, I've got a deal that went to contract, and the client still has to perform one more duty in regards to a banking issue. Well, it's not an issue, but just a procedure. And just wanted to see if you know, that we're going to get, that's going to come to fruition, everything's going to move smoothly, and then I don't have to go get a part-time job.
Oh, you're so funny. The next 3 days, everything happens in the next 3 days is what your cards are saying. Don't let yourself get all scattered and upset over the fact that you have to wait, okay? According to what I'm seeing in your cards is you're seeing the situation very clearly that it doesn't mean that there's not going to be a lot of work involved. There's still going to be a lot of work involved. So what I want you to do instead is spend the next 3 days preparing to act in the new direction without spending money.
Right.
Okay? Because what it's saying here is that the duty of these things to be signed, this stuff to go through, has to do with somebody else that you trust to move it forward.
Right.
So right now, your energy is not the energy needed. It's the other person's energy.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what you need to do is do whatever you can to distract yourself from putting so much attention to this. You need to have the attitude that it's already going to happen. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's in the process. It's coming to me. You need to have that. But in the meantime, you need to treat these next 3 days as though it's sort of like your 3-day weekend.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're exactly right. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, because here's the thing is that you can't any more reaching out to the person that needs to sign what needs to be signed is going to be going to appear as desperate.
Oh, exactly. And that's what's coming from basically I put A and B together and C gets paid and C is me. And so,
got it.
So and that's the thing. They keep – and basically one of the last emails that I sent the client was, listen, if you can just give us an update on when it's going to happen, because basically it's up to a bank now. And when you said the next 3 days, in the next 3 days, his 10-day time period is what we agreed on. Is, you know, again, that's a window that the bank has to act on and so forth. So you were right dead on with the 10 days expiring in the next three. And basically from my people keep emailing me and saying, you know, hey, reach out to him, reach out to him, reach out to him. You're the only one that seems to get a response. And basically I had to email him and say, listen, just give me a response. I'm tired of everybody above me emailing me. So please.
Well, the thing is I would send a – okay. Don't send out an email saying you talked to the psychic on the radio and says the psychic said to everybody to chill. I'm sorry. That just kind of cracks me up. Instead, the next email you get, just say, I'll have news in 3 days. Just keep – broken record. I'll have news in three days. Because according to what I'm getting here is you'll have news on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Okay. And what's so cool about that is that then there's the, this says that there the work begins in 3 days for you.
Well, it definitely opens it up and gives me credibility to what I'm doing. So
what it's saying is that it's this exact stepping stone you need is what the cards are saying.
Yep.
So
All right.
Email me. Let me know what happens.
Thank you so much.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the, fabulous Las Vegas. Okay, let me get you on there. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Valerie. How you doing?
Hey, Valerie. What's your question for me?
My question is, I'm in a relationship right now, and I'm trying to figure out if, you know, this is worth it. We've been together for like 3 years, almost four, and I'm just confused because every time I ask, like, it's always going to fall into argument. And not knowing, I got a lot of plans, but then it seems like I'm not going to say it's holding me back, but it's kind of like that. So I want to know that if this is the relationship that, you know, it's for me or if this is really worth it. I don't know.
What's their birthday?
My birthday?
Your partner's birthday.
June 9.
Okay. There's a lot of caring here, but not in the romantic movie sort of way that you expect, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of caring here, but the your partner is very kind of business-minded, very kind of closed off to things, and the way to get him excited is to talk about ideas and the future and business things, not in your relationship state, but more in the idea of your purpose in this lifetime, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's caring here, but what it's saying is that it's not the kind of romantic caring that you might see your friends get with their relationships. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't see that you get flowers out of the blue from this person, okay?
Right.
I even think that your birthday gets forgotten from time to time here. So he's not an evil person. It's just that I'm not sure that he's the kind of relationship that you really want.
But I wanted to know if, like, is there any love, or you know what I'm saying? Like, am I really?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. He wouldn't be with you if he didn't care about you. All right.
We broke up.
Okay.
We're not together, and we're trying to fix things, but then it's, I don't know if it's worth it or whatever, because like last night we tried to talk, but we fall into an argument.
Okay. Well, according to what I'm seeing here is that he does care about you. I mean, you can't spend 3 years with somebody and not have them care about you, right? But it's her. I'm sorry. Then I'm seeing this man here that keeps coming up in your car.
I'm sorry. Hello?
I know. That's fine. I understand that
you
said that.
You.
But there's this man that keeps coming up in your cards. Is there an issue with your dad?
No.
Okay. Then there is a man here that's coming up in your cards, which might be who this woman is attracted to. That she may not be totally all into the relationship with you because there's a man that has her attention.
Is there an ex? I don't know.
Well, there's a man here that has her attention. See, that I kept referring to him here because it says there's a man standing in the way of this relationship moving forward.
Mm.
So there's a man. There's an issue with a man connected with her. So the argument part, what I would do is just let that relationship go for now. Just let it go for now. And, of course, I make that sound really easy. But what I'm seeing here for you is that there's something about the relationship with you that she's not ready to be all out with.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're ready to be out with her, but she's not ready to be out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the rub is. She cares about you,
so,
but where you want to brag about her like Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, she's not there yet. I'm serious.
Right.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
So here's the thing, is that you're ready to be all in, and she's not really ready to be convinced that she wants a woman in her life for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a man in the way.
So basically what you're saying is like, just, you know, I'd rather just because, like, I'm really into her, so I'd rather, like, just forget her and then don't expect in a relationship in order not to be hurt.
You're a very wise woman because that's what I'm getting to. But there's a man here, and the man's not for you. The man is what is holding her back from being totally connected to you because she has this idea that that there's some guy around her that if she got his attention, you would be long forgotten. And I hate to say it bluntly.
It's not one of her ex, right?
I don't know who this guy is, but he's somebody that she's been pining for a while. So it could be her ex. But what I want to tell you is that there's no way that she's ever going to commit to being totally gay because
mm-hmm.
she actually really in her heart of hearts wants a man.
Really got hurt?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting for her.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
So just don't long for this one. That's
yeah,
what you're trying
I would,
to say.
I'm trying to tell you to let her go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the thing is that you deserve to be in a relationship where the woman is all in with you, that she is there, that you guys are building a life together. You get a little too close to you get too close to her, and she gets scared and starts an argument. You bring up a question that's too close to the truth for her, and she turns it into an argument.
Like I said, when it comes to truth, she always go jump into another conclusion for me not to know the answer, because she knows
right.
that I'm getting the answer.
Right.
She knows that I'm on the point. And like I always
right.
told her, it's so hard for us to work if one of us don't want to be in this relationship.
Right. And so you need to take that as your own advice. So what I would say is that she doesn't want to make this relationship work because she's not treating you like you're on her team.
Right. And then I keep trying to tell her, like, why would you even try to and what confuses me, Ms. Mona, is why would you even try to tell me that you want to be with me? I am what you want. But I could see by your action, and I cannot judge, you know, because only God can judge. So,
right.
like I said, right now, I'm just confused. I don't know which is which, because everybody
okay, so
could tell me.
My advice to you, and I have to let you go, my advice to you is do not be with anyone that causes you pain. And right now,
mm-hmm.
she causes you pain. So don't be with her right now. Don't let her have you be, don't be her fallback person. You're either
but
the first choice
or
some.
Right.
Okay, but the thing is that she calls you when she's feeling lonesome or upset. She calls you, and you need to be strong enough to not take her call the next time she calls you.
Because the same thing, it's not worth it for me and her because it's not going to be
not worth it
me
for you to have this
life.
Kind of pain, my friend. It's not worth it for you to be in this pain. And I'm sorry I got to go, my friend. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here. You're welcome. Okay, I've got somebody here from, well, I don't know who this is from, but it starts with 335, so see who this is. I'll get you on the air.
Hello?
Hi, this
Hello?
Is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Akasha. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure. What's your question?
I was wondering if you see any change in my career, like on a financial level.
Yes, and it's based. Yes, you have okay. You have this card here that you're not living your truth. So whatever is going on right now, it's, and I just said it to the last caller. Whatever's going on is causing you pain right now. So we need you to turn around and go. Okay, why is this not working for me? First of all, I see that you're not appreciated, or were not appreciated at whatever your last job was, and that it's time for you to absolutely follow your heart and go for what you want, because you have two cards here. There's a card of pain motivating you to live your truth. Then you have a card of taking action, and that April's a big power month for you to take action or take on a new role. What's really interesting for you is that you have a card that talks about a childhood friend, somebody that you always know is there for you as somebody close, and it almost feels karmic with this person. It feels like a soul connection with this person. So there's somebody that you can reach out to that you were acquainted with, either personally or professionally, that's going to lead you to the new career opportunity that this is saying is coming in April.
Okay.
So I Ooh. Want you, your homework assignment today is to sit down and write down the names of anybody that could help you get the kind of job that you want next. But it's literally
okay.
saying that out of great pain comes an opportunity. And I just want to share with you a story. So up until the beginning of January, I had a regular day job. Okay, I mean regular 9-to-5 job, all right? And it was not the best situation for me. I mean, it's like I was working very hard. I was doing everything I needed to do, but I didn't feel the love is what I'm trying to tell you, okay? And there were some things that went
yeah.
through that sort of proved to me that I wasn't feeling the love, all right? So without going into any great detail, I finally decided to resign, all right? So I resigned and didn't really technically have another job to go to, just resigned, all right? Well, what happened is 3 days after I resigned, I got contacted by the folks to do the end of tour party for Pink.
Okay.
I got to meet Pink. That was huge. The next thing
that
happened.
Fun. Yeah.
I know, right? The next thing that happened is that I ended up getting contacted by the same gal who had me on Sister Wives, and now I'm going to have a live show in Las Vegas.
Oh, yay. Oh,
wow. So I'm going to be doing,
so
I know,
cool.
Right?
Congratulations.
I'm going to be doing live
awesome.
For people in an audience on the Strip at Planet Hollywood. All right. Well, I had to have this sort of all-in sort of vibration.
Yeah.
I needed to be, I needed to be willing to do something that was much better than what I was doing. And I want to tell you that I have never had more fun than I've had in the last 2 months. Really,
awesome.
The thing is that it's not about the money, because you know, it's not about that. It's about being very aware and available for what the universe is trying to bring you. And in your case, that's what's about to happen. But you need to reach back to people that you know that you have a good rapport with or a good relationship with, and see if they can help you find the next thing.
Great. That's awesome.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling. Okay, bye.
Well, thanks. Lots of love.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. What's your question for me?
Well, I'm really curious about, once again, career.
Okay.
And I'm feeling like there's a lot of changes, and I'm not sure if I'm heading the right way, but I feel like it kind of is.
Okay. Here's the thing. You're feeling uncomfortable right now and almost a little scared, all right? But I want to tell you, you have the most successful card in your reading, all right? You have, in traditional tarot, I want you to look this up online. There's a card in traditional tarot called The World, all right? It is the best card you can get in an entire reading. It is like everything falling in place for you. And for you, you have a card here of being able to follow your heart, be able to do what you love, and step away from a situation where people are jealous of you and what you're capable of. So I want you to imagine yourself that you're in a canoe and it's going down the river. So instead of putting your paddles in the river and trying to steer it in any way at all, let the river take you. Because according to this, no matter what happens, the events that happen are leading you to the right thing.
That's perfect. I've been just getting a lot of synchronistic happenings in my life, so this is just an affirmation.
Well, no, you're totally right. Here's the thing, is that not only, I mean, seriously, when I look at your cards, it's like, let the petty shit just go where it needs to go, all right? Just because you're above it. Be kind, be thoughtful, be your usual self, but you're above the pettiness, okay? I have found that there are some very, very small thinkers out there. They have their little plot of land, or they have their cubicle, or whatever they have, and they're so territorial about it that any new idea that comes along that might mess up their land or their cubicle, they're going to fight you on, because they don't have a bigger vision. You have the bigger vision. So let the vision take you where you're supposed to go.
Perfect. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. And I've got somebody here from 951, but we got to do this real quick, 951. What's your question?
Yes, I'm going to see what you picked up for romance for me.
Okay. You have an incredibly powerful psychic gift when it comes to relationships, and I want you to use it when you're meeting new people, and I want that radar to do sort of that ultimate scan of the person and know almost immediately if this is somebody that is going to be romantic or just a friend, all right?
Okay.
And I want you to actually develop more just a friends with potential relationships right now, because what it's saying is that it, your big power month for romance this year is going to be August. But in the meantime, okay, I want you to make a lot of friends that happen to be potential relationships. So I'm almost telling you don't have sex with anybody till August.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm pretty picky on that. Yeah.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that you want to make sure you're weeding out the losers, but I want you to make a lot of friends with a lot of people that could have potential with you.
Okay.
Okay, but that's what it's saying for you, and I want to tell you that romance is coming in a big way for you around August. Okay. But you need to increase your activities in the circles of more quality relationships.
Correct.
So
okay,
it could be Toastmasters, it could be wine tastings, it could be you taking up golf. What I'm getting here is that the more you connect with a different variety of people, the more likely you're going to meet someone that actually passes that sort of gauntlet of tests that you usually put people through.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, but it's coming to you, and August is your big power month for love.
August is the month. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Rast Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. They made Dice Wisdom an inspirational app for Mystic Mona. Rast Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461, or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.